GX94, I'm Evan Montgomery. It's just a regular afternoon. I'll probably tell you the temperature a couple times, tell you a news story with a little funny anecdote at the end. And, Brett Kissel's beside me as well.
Yeah, just a regular afternoon here in sunny downtown Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
Ain't that the truth? And you are in because we got the big concert tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited. When the Paint in Hand Casino, they gave us a call and they said, hey, we want you to come and be a part of this on your We Were That Song tour. We couldn't turn down the opportunity because it's been, I think, 3 years since I've been back in Yorkton, 5 years since I did the party with you guys, the backyard barbecue thing. Do you remember that in 2013?
The GX94 backyard concert.
Backyard concert, we did that. Started with a song, was I don't even think it was out then. Yeah, it had just come out. So
yeah, you got to go to Mooseman for that one.
Yeah, that is the holiday hotspot. Of all the vacations I've had, Mooseman ranks way up there.
It's pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah.
So this tour, you've been on it for a couple weeks already, and you got like 30 more days or so. How has it been going? Are you already pooped and ready to hang them up?
No, you know, I think we're just starting to cook with gas now. We've kind of ironed out all the kinks. As an artist, you live for this. This is my favorite thing to do, is to get out and be on the road. So we've got almost 60 concerts. So we're actually on show, I think 14 or 15 tonight, so we're I think right at that quarter way mark, and really excited with how well it's going so far.
Now you're a big wheel, I think that's fair to say.
That's very kind of you to say, but I disagree with
big
you.
Enough where people will Google your name and Google things about you. And when you Google your name, you get all the related search things of
what's going on.
So I'm just going to ask you, give you these requests.
Okay.
And then you just answer them quickly. So people don't need to Google it. They listen to GX94, get it straight from the horse's
mouth. I think that's really nice. You're saving people time.
Okay. So here I am Googling Brett Kissel wife.
Oh, Cecilia. Just gorgeous.
Brett Kissel band members.
Okay, we've got Ben Bradley on the drums, Justin Cutting on the bass, Connor Riddell on the banjo and the guitar, Maddie McKay on the guitar, and then Tyler Volrath, one of my longest friends, on the fiddle.
Brett Kissel song list.
Song list for tonight?
Maybe just alphabetical.
Alphabetical. A for airwaves. B, can't remember. C, can't remember. Cool with that.
Okay, well, and then well, go to the show, you'll get the all.
W, We Were That Song. A for anthem, too. Forgot about that one.
Brett Kissel Instagram.
That's my favorite. That's my passion. So follow me on Insta. We just did something about Bell Let's Talk today, which is really special. And then also, if you guys want to follow my journey, Instagram is the place to do it.
Brett Kissel net worth.
Net worth? Not as much as I wish it was.
BRP, come on. Brett Kissel married?
Happily.
Now, you spent a lot of time with Brett Wilson doing big charity stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of cool stuff. Have you ever pitched him an idea? Of course, we know him from Dragon's Den.
Actually, many, many times. We've talked about a bunch of different things. A lot of it is charity related, so it's not like, I've got this idea that's going to change the world here. I'm not that big of a thinker, but he and I are very aligned when it comes to planning events, and very, very proud of the events we've thrown together so far.
So nothing quite as big as Don Amaro's invention of you put socks between your mitt and your sleeve just to cover up the hole there. No, that's what he pitched to him, and he said no.
But still, that's brilliant, though. I don't know why Brett wouldn't do that, because that would be really smart.
Just not a big enough market, I guess. Now,
I guess so.
Here is a question just in my mind that I've never found an answer to. So maybe you have an answer for me.
Okay, I'll try.
You think of Canadian country, fellas, all the big guns, you know, Gord, Aaron, yourself, George Canyon, Corb.
Yeah.
What's all in common? Cowboy hat.
Cowboy hats.
You all have That's a signature right. cowboy hat.
Dean's got a cowboy hat.
Yeah. And you think of American country artists who are the new young guns.
Well, young guns, John Party's come back, or is coming into the fold.
Him and Justin Moore. Those are about the only two
Justin
I can
Moore
think of.
With cowboy hats. But the big staples, George Strait, Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, Brad Paisley, those guys have all worn cowboy hats. I truly believe that. Maybe that's what you need to be successful in the business.
That is the secret. Are you going to host a young country music artist thing to really get young kids and then just give them a cowboy hat and say, okay.
Now you're ready? No, but that would be very, very smart, because you could do some, like you could charge to come out and be part of the conference, and then it's actually just a party, and at the very end, you reveal the secret,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a cowboy hat. The only two guys in Canadian country. One guy's Tim Hicks, wears a ball cap. Who's another guy who's doing really well that doesn't wear a hat?
Now you're putting me on the spot. This isn't my interview. I'm not going to ask you.
Dal Smith doesn't wear a hat.
Yep, that's right.
So that's another interesting one. But other than that, I think it's kind of Well, High Valley, those guys are real handsome. They don't need cowboy hats.
Yeah, they do their hair up nice.
They do. That said, I do need to compliment your hair because of all the interviews that I've done, all the radio folks, like, that's... I don't know if radio is doing it justice. I think you should be a TV host.
That's certainly something up for consideration. And now that I'm being Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And,
well, do you think GX94 would ever go into TV by chance?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Well, you'd get
now's the time.
You'd get my vote as the new host to launch GX94 TV.
Now, if you are watching on the Facebook, you'll notice there is a knife on the table because we were just playing a little game of knives.
And we were doing that, folks, just because I've got my tour manager Kevin Bushy here, and I love Kevin. He's a guy that I love and respect and I admire. But one of my favorite things to do, especially in a tour of this length, is to do everything that I can as an artist to get under his skin. So I'm trying to up it on a regular basis, different shenanigans that I get into. And today, because you brought a knife, we're playing knives. So you put out your hand on the table and you go, if people can hear it, that was with a pen, but I'm actually too chicken to do it with the knife.
But he's got the skills, he's got the finesse, and you're going to see that tonight at the Painted Hat Casino.
You know what, I don't think I'll bring out my America's Got Talent trick of playing with knives, but we will play all of our songs for everybody, and I'm excited because I think it's, I don't know if it's a 75-minute set, maybe an hour and a half, but the minute that we start that show, we put our foot on the gas pedal. If people want us to keep playing, I mean, we'll play well until tomorrow, we don't care.
They don't care at all. They don't need to go to Winnipeg tomorrow.
You know what, and that's the thing, as long as we get there maybe in time for the show, or depending on how good the party is, we might even stay and play. I was playing a little blackjack last night, and the casino got a little bit too much of my money, so I need to win it back.
Need to take her back.
That's right.
Now, maybe this is an important question for you. Let me know if Hello Magazine has asked this question to you. They maybe have. Brett Kissel, are you eBay user J Bros Pappy, and are you selling autographed 8x10s of yourself for $124?
Is there legit an autograph, a BK autograph for $125?
There is, from the year 2014.
Let's see it.
It says you wrote Yoo-hoo on it or something.
Oh, we'll see. Or maybe Yeehaw?
Yeehaw, yes.
Yeah, that would be my signature. No, I am not that guy on eBay. I've never used eBay before. All that said, if that guy can get $125 for my stinking autograph, good on you, Jay Brophy 85 or whatever his name is. If you can get $125 for this, good on you.
I know what I think it's worth every cent.
Well, between you and me, I think my autograph is maybe worth 25 cents.
Now you're a ranch kid. You
proud
you
ranch
look
kid.
Over here there, you know what that is.
Where? What am I looking for? A salt block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll also notice John Hancock's all over that.
Yes.
Do you know what needs to be done to get your John Hancock on that salt block?
I gotta lick it.
You gotta lick it.
Oh, man, that's easy. See, I used to do that in the old days. We used to, especially in the wintertime, you'd break it on like a frozen fence post, and then you could take like maybe the size of like your fist or whatever. You just take it along for the rest of the day.
That's right. So if you want to watch this go on, make sure to watch us on the Facebook Live, and make sure to see you come up this evening. Doors open at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Showtime at what time, Kevin?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and party is supposed to end, they say, at 9. I call BS on that. I will play well after 9, so make sure you plan to stay late. Take the day off tomorrow.
Yeah, take the day off. Enjoy Brett Kissel. He is in Yorkton tonight. Painted Hand Casino. Doors open at 7. Show gets rolling at 8. When will it end? We may never find out.
Well, yeah. I might stay. I might officially move to Yorkton so I could keep the party going.
That's right. That's what we're banking on, and we're hoping he keeps all his fingers from playing knives. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, buddy.